Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore. He's the author of Faithful Finances 101. Also, his new book is called Look Up America, Wall Street veteran, commentator, and the founder of the Financial Seminary, our good buddy Gary Moore. Thanks again, Gary, for hanging out with us. Financialseminary.org, right?
Right.
So check that out, folks. Find his books wherever books are sold. I promise you, you'll like his new book, Look Up America. Gary, we talked about what happened in 08. Was largely caused by over leveraging mortgage-backed securities and the shadow banking system collapsing. Now we've got dark pools. We talked about that in the last segment, which are offline stock trading, where it's not even regulated, is it?
Oh no, it would be regulated.
Is it regulated the same way as all the other?
Yeah, but the question is it enforced? And what happens in America today is we have lots of regulations, as we did in the S&L industry, but
right.
there wasn't that much enforcing.
Right. So now let's talk about high-frequency trading, HFT.
Yep. HFT.
Tell the audience what high-frequency trading is.
High-frequency trading is simply computers, Jim, that have what's called algorithms that just basically make predictions based on past trends of the stock. And the computer enters orders, okay, and it can do it. It can buy and sell a stock in a millisecond.
Well, it's millions of stocks in a millisecond.
Yeah, thousands of a second, and they just do it over and over and over. No human knows what it's doing. The computer doesn't know what the stock is, what the company does, what the CEO does, anything. Pure speculation. And I believe it's a parasitic activity, Jim.
Yeah.
But the way
it works is if they can trade enough of these, a million shares, and make a thousandth of a penny per trade,
yeah.
then
yeah.
over a period of a day or a week or whatever, they make a lot of money. But one of the issues though, what's been going on, and one of the controversies, Gary, it seems to me. Is that if I can get closer to the trade than you are,
yeah.
if you want to buy a thousand shares and you're in Sarasota, Florida,
yep.
and I'm on Wall Street, the one wall away from the trade, and you put your trade in, if I know that you're willing to pay 100.35 per share for 1,000 shares, and on the other side of the wall they're willing to sell it for 100.25, I'll buy it from them, intercept your trade, and make a tenth of a penny on all those shares.
That's correct.
Isn't that how high frequency trading works?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And here's where the oligarchical system comes in, i.e., who has the gold makes the rules. The high-frequency trading now constitutes 50 to 70%, depending on the statistics you see, of the volume every day you see in the stock market. Those aren't mom and pop buying 100 shares of IBM.
Mm-hmm.
These computers. Now, that's very lucrative for the exchanges. So what's happening is the exchanges are further, in my view, killing the goose that lays the golden
right.
egg. By letting these HFTs, they actually, when they build an exchange, will add on offices next door where these guys can put these computers right
pay
next
big,
door.
Pay big money to rent. And see, here's remember what happened, folks. In this trade, not only was there actually became two trades, whether it was just going to be one, your trade, when they found on both ends, they saw that your trade was coming down the pike at light speed. They were closer to the trade on the other end, so they created an additional trade. That's an additional revenue for the exchanges, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And here's the problem with that, Jim. It comes down to fairness. Take me.
Yeah.
I help mom and pop, okay?
Right.
That's what I devoted my life to doing. If someone comes in here, and let's say I've got 10 customers that I want to buy IBM for today,
mm-hmm.
and I don't do that much in individual securities, but if
right.
it's because of stuff like this, But let's say if I'm going to buy, I always try to buy what I put my customers into.
Right.
So if what I have to do is I have to enter orders for all nine of those customers to buy IBM before mm-hmm. I enter it for myself. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I violate a rule
right.
called front-running.
But that's what they're doing, aren't they? But they are front-running.
And the big exchanges are purposefully helping these guys
yeah.
do front-running.
Is this going to get stopped? Is high-frequency trading going to wind up being stopped?
The markets are stopping it. Fidelity's setting up an exchange for mutual funds to avoid these things. And the market will probably stop an awful lot of it.
Folks,
what concerns me is when the HFTs can't rip off Fidelity,
yeah.
they might start trying to rip off my clients.
Gary, thank you for being here. Folks, you've been informed. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.